This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do.
That is the voice of a former New York AG who is upset that the bond for Donald Trump was reduced, and he is livid. He's so upset he doesn't know what to do. The gentleman's name is Tristan Snell. And I want to play the rest of this because I want you to understand this is the way the justice system works. Trump's bond got reduced from $340 million to $454 million to $175 million. And as I mentioned earlier, he made it. He was asked, what collateral did you put up? And Trump said, cash. James Bond. Bond. As smooth as could be. Cash. And anyway, this guy, Tristan Snell, who wrote the book, Taking Down Trump, is upset. Let's hear the rest of this clip so you can understand the level of outrage. He says, Trump, there's another system of justice that's being done for Donald Trump. I want you to understand the level of outrage this guy has for Donald Trump, a man who has businesses, has defrauded nobody in terms of these businesses. They couldn't prove anything. He didn't do anything. There was no plaintiff. And then you have Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all the rest of them. But his outrage is that Donald Trump has only been charged $175 million. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's collected millions and sold his country down the drain, and he's got not 1 ounce of outrage. Here's Tristan Snell.
I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed. I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
Legally, Tristan, how is that done?
We just saw it. They just decided that they just, you know, the appellate court has now just decided they're going to swoop in and just change it. And that's it. And now the AG's office can now try to go up above them, I believe. You know, I don't know what the details are because you just told us. I'm guessing this is coming from the First Department. Appellate Division, First Department, that's the intermediate court here in New York that would be issuing a decision here. I don't know if there's a remedy for the AG's office to go up to the Court of Appeals, which is our high court here in New York, and try to get them to basically countermand this order. But in my view, this is, without knowing more, unless there's some sort of other extenuating circumstance that we're going to learn here, this appears to be an absolute gross miscarriage of justice.
We absolutely, positively have to get Donald Trump back in office. And I'm going to tell you something. It is no longer the zealots. It isn't the Trump acolytes that are like, oh, we got to have Donald Trump. He's so amazing. No, it isn't them. It's people going, you know what? I don't really like the guy, but I do understand why we need him. And you're going to hear a lot of stuff. You hear clips of, oh, Donald Trump's not very popular. We're going to talk about third-party candidates here. And then I want to play Marco Rubio doing the most vicious takedown of a host I've seen in a while. But they've got to get Donald Trump in there. Judge Engoron had refused to obey the decision of the appellate division relative to the statute of limitations on all this stuff. So it's a terrible situation, and Donald Trump talked about it in a post that he made. He said, this is a confrontation between a judge and those that rule above him, a very bad situation in which to place New York State and the rule of law. Engoron has disrespected the appellate division and its very clear and precise ruling. He should be made to do so. And at the same time, release the gag order. An orchestrated, coordinated attempt to take down Donald Trump. They know how real estate works. Here's CNN talking about the value of Mar-a-Lago.
You need at least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially, that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds of millions, and I think there could be a buyer for something like that.
And that would be literally, if you're talking about doing that between now and Monday, that's picking up the phone, calling someone, and then literally writing a check.
Yeah, I mean, there could be plenty of international people who want to buy that property. I mean, there's properties that are priced at 150 and 200 million that are nearby that. And Palm Beach is like the NVIDIA of real estate. It's just shot up like a rocket. And people do want to live there. They've moved there. So I think that would be the best case scenario as to proper if he's trying to sell quickly. I would encourage that.
So, all right. Now, that's $240 million estimated. I mean, who knows? You know, he's a desperate seller in this case. Someone picks up the phone and makes that call this week. So I don't know what it'd be. That's still half of what it would be.
Wouldn't that have been the crown jewel in the Democrats' little portfolio here? Get Trump to sell Mar-a-Lago, something that has become synonymous with him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Glad you're paying attention. We are making a lot of headway. And I know that you are plugged-in patriots. I'm glad that some of you are going to the website. You're looking at some of the things that we offer, including my shop. I hope you will go to shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and look at our stuff. Wear the merch. Our merch is our message. I know many of you are starting to look into the products that we're offering because I use them, and I'm telling you what I use. And there will be more. We've got a beef company sending me beef. And from what I've been told, it's pretty spectacular. I'll let you know as soon as I get it. We have to become in self-funding so that we can get away from this. Because what you're witnessing with Donald Trump and many others out there is the destruction of conservatism. These people don't want us to be successful. And what cracks me up is they're using our money to do it. We are the hardest workers. We're the funders of this. How do we allow this to continue to occur? It drives me crazy because I don't like my thing about Melissa. She'll tell you all the time, don't waste my time. I don't want my time wasted. If you ask her to do something, don't you start doing it too, boy. You want to get her hot. Well, you know what I don't like? I don't like reinventing the wheel. I don't like every election cycle being the same. I don't like talking about the same problems over and over and over, particularly when I have the answers on how to fix them.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn rewards to amazing travel deals. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, Robert Kennedy Jr. leaves the Democratic Party and declares himself an independent. And Donald Trump is the one who's supposed to be afraid of the election fallout. That is what the left wants you to believe. Fat meat ain't greasy and cobras make good house pets. That is what the left wants to sell you, that a prominent Democrat leaves their party, forms a third party, but it's going to impact Donald Trump. That's what they sold us. Oh, Donald Trump has something to be concerned about now. Oh, goodness gracious, blah, blah, blah. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it then, and I don't buy it now. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Let me say this. I'm glad you guys are paying attention. I'm glad you're in the mix. Because if you're buying this, you can't be listening to my program. Robert Kennedy Jr., when Robert Kennedy Jr. broke off from the Democratic Party, I said it was huge, and let me tell you why. He's a Kennedy. The Kennedys are the... They define the Democratic Party. There's a word for it. The Kennedy Democrat. A JFK Democrat. And he's left their party. Why? Because he's seen the ruse. It isn't like Joe Schmo left. I don't even get, name me some nondescript, congressional, some congressman, and I would go, yeah, that has no impact. Kennedy leaving, saying I'm going to run as a third party, and oh, by the way, I don't like the way this government works either. I don't like what Joe Biden did with lockdowns. I don't like this. I don't like that. How much can they ruin him? After all, he was a Democrat, right? You can't just go after him. The reason why I'm talking about this is because I want you to understand, the left want you to believe that third-party candidates are going to ruin Donald Trump. I even heard Chris Christie may jump in the mix as a third party. Bring it, fat boy. Who cares? Chris Christie couldn't make a dent. As my brother would say, he couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And he wants to jump in like, oh, come in and mess it up for Donald Trump. Who do the left have? They got Marion Williamson, Cornel West. You know who's the biggest one to hurt Joe Biden? You want to know who the biggest leftist is that can hurt Joe Biden? You ready? Undecided, non-committed, people that refuse to vote Democrat, won't vote Democrat. I don't know what there's different titles in different places, but they get 15-20% of the vote sometimes. The left want you to believe Donald Trump is the one in trouble. Boy, who? Lord knows the third party is. Look, let me just say this. I have never in my political life seen a more staunch group of supporters than I have of Donald Trump. Now, you could argue, Kevin, the black folks in 2008 were stuck on Obama. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. How are they now? Let me just say this. In 2016, when Donald Trump ran, he had a certain group of people who supported him. They were his ride or die. They were like, we are down with Donald Trump. Has it grown or is it less in 2024? See, I have an idea. I have a theory. I say it's grown. I think Donald Trump has more appeal now than he did before. I told you before, it waned, no question about it. But then it roared back. So, how's that for Barack Obama? Give me 2008 Barack Obama, and now let's revisit him in 2024. Who's more popular? Send him around the world. Send him around the world. Send Donald Trump around the world. I'm talking about in a theoretical journey of your mind. Send him around the world. Who gets the bigger audience? Anywhere. Africa. Who gets the bigger audience? Pick the country in Africa. Donald Trump will get a bigger audience than Barack Obama anywhere in the world. Democrats still act like Barack Obama's the next thing, that he invented the bread slicing machine. That Negro couldn't fill a phone booth in most areas of the country. Nobody cares. They make him, oh, he's relevant. Okay, he's running the show. Right. I don't believe that for a second. So again, who stands to win in a third-party candidacy, with a third-party candidacy? Everybody, oh, Donald Trump better be where Donald Trump be. It could impact both people. No, it isn't. It's going to impact Joe Biden, pure and simple. You add to every single thing that Joe Biden's done the fact that a Democrat defected. Oh, let's look at the other side of it. Yeah, Republicans defected. You ready? Mike Pence. I cannot vote in good conscience for Donald Trump. Okay, great. Donald Trump loses two votes, yours and your sanctimonious wife. Who else you got? Chris Christie, we talked about him. You really think people give a crap about Chris Christie? Asa Hutchinson? All the other stooges? Please. Look, I'm talking in reality here. You can, oh, Kevin, the data shows this, that, and the other. The only thing that these people are looking at from a data perspective or polling is, how badly How much will Joe Biden get his butt kicked this election cycle? Because they can't give it to him. Too many people will question it. Too many people will want to see the paper trail. Too many people are on it. I'm going to tell you, if there's one thing you want to do between now and the election cycle, is fund anybody who's looking at fair elections. There's a video circulating right now. I think it's in Michigan. The guy says, they didn't even want to give this, quote, election denier a chance to talk. And he says, I'll tell you. He goes, I'll do more than that. I'll show you. I'll hack the system right now. And he did it. Right in front of the face of all these people. He says, now, you want to call me an election denier, feel free. But I'm showing you right now. I'm hacking you. And I'm showing you how I'm hacking you. He even said, my life is in danger for showing you this. They've been stealing elections, folks, for a long time. Don't ever think that. I mean, I don't know when, but it's a lot longer than in 2020 and in 2016. We didn't steal it our way. They tried to get it to Hillary, and they were shocked when it didn't happen. Oh, boy. I know, giving you some bad. Well, I think it's good news. We talked about preachy females, talked about Trump. Making it come through. Everybody's doing their job. We're calling these people out. I've called these leftist women out trying to get Donald Trump. I've called out every aspect of this crooked government. Trump has done his part. He's gotten the collateral. He's brought voters over from every special interest group on the planet. He's done his part. Are you ready to do your part? Because that's what it's going to take. We'll come back when we talk more about this third party scenario.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken charge of the investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. They were able to board the vessel last night and get the black box, and we should have more information by this afternoon. The majority of Supreme Court justices are skeptical of the idea of a nationwide ban on the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices pushed the abortion pill challengers on why a nationwide ban is needed if doctors could simply actually exercise their own objections individually. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named Silicon Valley attorney and entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan as his vice presidential pick. Her financial backing alone could give a boost to his expensive campaign and attempt to get on the presidential ballot in all 50 states. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Axios reporting, we've got some reporting as well. The Biden's campaign, quote, and the DNC have a dedicated team, staffers and consultants, to try and diminish Kennedy.
You heard that right, folks. The Democrats have a dedicated staff to make Kennedy look bad. A former Democrat turned independent who dare run for a third party. They know the damage. They dedicated somebody to it. Let me tell you what Donald Trump has done. You'll learn about this here in a bit. Absolutely nothing. Donald Trump's like, let JFK, let RFK run. Let the chips fall where they may. Bring on more gladiators. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to say a little bit about housekeeping. Number one, anything that you hear on this program that comes out of my mouth, I use. If it's a product, I use it. I want to tell you about a couple of things. One, if you have chronic medicines that you take, RX Help Centers, go to our website, look at the little clip for RX Help Centers, go there, click it, $60 flat fee, they can get you all your meds pretty much for free. If you got $200 in meds you're paying right now, they can bundle it together for $60 a month. You save $140, they ship it right to your house. My father-in-law, God rest his soul, used it. We've had many people on our staff use it, and we use it. My family uses it. Melissa takes a medication she's got to take, and it would cost us hundreds of dollars a month. It costs us $60 a month. End of story. Number two, I take Verve Spray Vitamins. Go to vervesprayvitamins.com. They've got a mix that's got zinc and vitamin C. They've got a booster formula. It's called Energy. They've got one for sleep called Melatonin. You spray these inside of your cheek, 90% absorption, cheaper than the vitamins you would take in pill form, and much more absorbing. They absorb quicker, and you don't pee them out. And they're less expensive than regular vitamins. What more could you ask for? Funny you would ask. How about if it was made in America and owned by veterans? VerveSprayVitamins.com. If you go there, use the code word ACTION. You get the deepest discount you can get on the product. And guess what? You help our team. So not only are you getting a superior product at the best price, you're helping us. We get a couple of shekels. So check that out. And finally, if you want to save money, I promise you this will work. Go to my site, look at Finmore. Get signed up to tie your credit cards to the All Card. That means any credit card you use, you'll get the discount, which gives you travel discounts. But more importantly, anywhere you shop where they offer a discount that's one of the approved vendors on the card, you get an automatic rebate. It'll save you $20, $50, $100 a month, and it'll cost you $5 a month. That's it. Now, those are three things I've told you that will absolutely save you money. How do I know? Because I do it. I use them. I want to go back because we were talking about Donald Trump. talking about third party, who it's going to hurt. I want to let this clip finish because Paul Begala chimes in and he tells you exactly what I already know, what you probably know. Third party candidacy is not going to hurt Donald Trump. It will hurt Joey Demento Biden.
Paul, does this show that they're concerned? Are they on the ball? Is there? I look at poll after poll, and I see the numbers, and I'd say probably about that time.
Absolutely. Third parties elected Donald Trump in 2016. About 6 to 7% of Americans voted third party. That third party vote dropped to less than 2, which is how Biden won. So anything over 2, Democrats are in trouble. Kennedy alone is in 15 in some of these places. So, yeah, my view is third parties, they're like cockroaches in the kitchen. Okay, it's not what they carry off that upsets you. It's what they fall into and foul up. Okay, Bobby Kennedy could fall into every swing state and foul it up for Joe Biden and throw the whole election to Donald Trump. So I'm very happy as a Democrat that the Democrats are on this because it's a very real threat.
And note to self, don't go to Paul Begala's.
What is this seeing? Elena, the press secretary for the Kennedy campaign says, quote, Mr. Kennedy plans to take votes from both President Biden and former President Trump. So far, the Trump campaign hasn't really seemed to devote a lot. They've said some things, but haven't really devoted resources to attacking him.
I want to stop here for just a second because they just told you. Trump's not he's not assigning special people to go after Robert Kennedy. Trump's like, let him in the mix. If he thinks he can do it, let him do it. If Trump needs to respond to him, he will. And just like he's done with all the other people, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, you name it, all the people that came after him, that'll be the end of that. He'll take care of them. He'll dispatch them. With what? Some of it will be ridicule, but the ridicule will be based on truth. Let's hear the answer, though. I want you to hear the rest of this.
When you talk to Trump advisors, how do they look right now at his role in the map?
So it's interesting. When RFK Jr. announced that he was switching and becoming an independent, and that's how he was going to run, I think there was more concern then. They definitely recognized that he was a potential threat, and as Paul just laid out so eloquently, a spoiler. Like, he could be a massive spoiler.
Like in the food as a cop.
Exactly. Spoiling the food, spoiling elections.
Right into Captain Crunch right there. You know?
And it's especially important, and I think he could be especially effective given it's expected to be a close election, something that Donald Trump's team very much does expect this election to be. The other thing, though, that I will argue is I think there's been some reporting out there that they're not that concerned, that they think any kind of RFK spoiler would hurt Biden more than it would hurt Trump. I don't necessarily think that that's how his team sees this. When I talk to them, they recognize that he's kind of a wild card in some senses, and especially when it comes to the people who are really against the system. When I talk to Trump's team, people close to the former president, people like Steve Bannon say this, that they think that, you know, the people who are anti-vaccine, anti-establishment, have very strong positions on Ukraine, not wanting to give more money to Ukraine funding. Those are the type of people that do normally go for Donald Trump, but could potentially go for someone like RFK Jr. And that's where there is concern, because I don't think it's as simple as saying he's only going to take votes away from Biden.
Yes. Did you notice how she ended that? Nothing she said was any Trump is anti-vaccine. I mean, he knows he put it out there. And I know that's been one of the things that people have talked about. He needs to stop talking about his vaccine. He didn't force it on anybody. He just said, I brought it quickly. He wasn't telling you got to get it. In fact, he told you, get ivermectin, get hydroxychloroquine. It's not a negative per se. All he was saying was, I got through the bureaucracy and I got it done. If you want it, it's there available for you. He doesn't have to, that's not a losing point. Certainly on Ukraine, Donald Trump says, I'll shut it down. The next segment when we talk about Marco Rubio, I'll get more into detail into that. But here's what I want to say about the young lady who was talking there. She can't tell you anything more about that campaign than you already know. I talk to people close to the campaign, you know, like Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is not close to the campaign. Donald Trump doesn't get along with Steve Bannon. I know that. I'm not saying anything bad about Steve. I'm just telling you, Donald Trump's campaign is not interfacing with Steve Bannon. And Steve Bannon can try to get inside scoop with people that he knows, and maybe he's getting a little bit more insight than the norm. But that woman has got, she says, well, I can tell you, they see this as a close election, and they say that they, even though they say they're not concerned, they really are. And I've got this. When I've talked to them, they say that RFK Jr. can be a wild card. Really? I mean, I could come to that conclusion without talking to anybody. They make themselves out to be, well, I'll tell you, sources close to what I know, they don't know anything. I want to play this other clip. This is Gephardt, Dick Gephardt. He's scared to death of a third party.
The group now labels is set to hold a key meeting today to talk about a third-party presidential ticket in this year's election. Let's bring in right now former House Majority Leader Dick Gephardt. He's the founder of the bipartisan group Citizens to Save Our Republic, which is calling on third-party candidates to withdraw from key swing states to avoid being election spoilers. Great idea. You know, No Labels has claimed all along that they wanted to stop Trump. It doesn't look that way right now.
Exactly. They've said all along that they don't want to be spoilers. Well, we're giving them a chance to prove that. We're just saying, do your campaign, but don't file in the six swing states that will really decide this election. This election is the most consequential election since 1864. And if Donald Trump is elected, I think our democracy is done, and we cannot have that happen. So all the third parties, not just No Labels, but all of them really need to think carefully about what they're doing and the consequences of what they're doing on this election outcome.
Democrats are scared to death of Donald Trump and the third party and the impact of the third party. It's very difficult to cheat. And Dick Gephardt, they go on to talk about, don't go into, maybe they said it, I'm not sure, but I know in the whole thing they did, don't register in the battleground states. You can register anywhere else. Don't register in the battleground states. They don't want them registered anywhere. They're proud that, what's his face? RFK Jr. is only right now registered in Utah. They're going to try to keep him off the ballot. Folks, this is election engineering and interference right in front of your face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There are times when people interview, they give their opinion, and it absolutely validates everything that I do on this radio show 5 days a week. Reruns, recaps on the weekend. Reinforcing what I tell you guys all the time. Stand your ground. I'm not a huge Marco Rubio fan. I am a fan. He could make me a huge fan, and you know, by sort of getting his political chops, because when I watched him run in 2016, he didn't have it. But we're 8 years later, and he may very well be VP material. And I want you to hear this interview that he gave. And then as he goes through it, I'm going to stop it and dissect it, because it's going to remind you. Well, I think most people will get it, but where you don't, I'm going to tell you exactly what he does right. And I want to do a series on these. I keep talking about this. I just don't have the time. If I could get a little bit of a breather, I swear I could produce some things that would blow your mind. But anyway, I want to let you hear what this man says. Every time Jonathan Karl, he's on this week on ABC, he's being interviewed by Jonathan Karl, and every time Karl says the wrong thing, Rubio does not let him get away with it. This is the way you discuss things with leftists. By the way, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let's take a listen to this, and I'm going to break it into pieces, so bear with me.
I want to turn to politics. There was some reporting this week that you are possibly under consideration to be Donald Trump's running mate. I don't put a lot of stock in this reporting right now, or we're early, but you said it would be an honor to be offered a spot on his ticket. Really?
So let's just stop there for just a second. Notice how he sets it up. He says, I don't put much stock into this. So he's trying to tell Rubio, look, yeah, I'm going to give you an out. And he says, but you said you'd be honored. Really? He's already giving, he's saying, are you serious? Who would want to be his running mate to the most popular politician in America, if not on the planet? Let me ask you, if Donald Trump asked you to serve in his administration, would you? Ordinary citizen, if Donald Trump called me up and said, Kevin, will you come serve? He wouldn't even get the words out of his mouth. Absolutely. You need competent, good quality people. This is a news reporter not even asking the question. He's already, he's framing it. When I say a news reporter, he's not a reporter. He's a host of a show. He wants Rubio's opinion, but he's already framed it. Now, I'm telling you, Rubio gives a clinic in how to respond to these guys. Here it is.
Yeah, I think anyone who's offered the opportunity to serve this country as vice president should be honored by the opportunity to do it if you're in public service. I'm in the Senate because I want to serve the country. Being vice president is an important way to serve the country. But I've also been clear, I've never talked to Donald Trump. I've never talked to anybody on his team or family or inner circle about vice president. That's a decision he's going to make. He has plenty of really good people to pick from.
I mean, the reason why I ask is, I mean, look what happened to the last guy. A mob stormed the Capitol.
Now, here again, Jonathan Karl goes back to the talking points. A mob stormed the Capitol. Now, we've seen the video. Does that look like a mob storming the Capitol? Not it by any sense of the word. Now, if I were Rubio, I would have pushed back on that, but politically, people aren't doing that. But I'm not going to let him get away with it. No mob stormed the Capitol. They were invited in. We've seen the video, and there were some people that were rowdy. But I tell you what, I've seen bigger mobs on the left. I've seen a mob storm the Capitol, and there wasn't a Republican or a conservative in there. I've seen Hamas supporters, Palestinian supporters, and anti-Semites storm the Capitol. I've seen a lot of leftist organizations storm the Capitol, but I have not seen a Tea Party or a MAGA group storm the Capitol. But they want to propagate that lie. And he goes on, Carl's going to go on to say, and there were chants of get rid of Mike Pence or whatever. Again, the people who were involved in January 6th, and this is the one thing I'm going to tell you, folks, that we better do is God is our witness. We better always let people know the left, the Democrats, did January 6th. Not us. They are liars. And anybody that wants to propagate that lie, that is the litmus test to me of whether you are conservative or not. If you propagate that lie that we were there for insurrection, then I already know you are a liar and a scumbag. Let's let Rubio finish here.
Literally calling to hang Mike Pence. Listen, and Trump defended those chants of hang Mike Pence.
I will tell you this, that when Donald Trump was president of the United States, this country was safer, it was more prosperous.
And let me stop it here and just tell you, nice pivot. See, what Rubio is saying is, I don't care about what you're saying. I'm dismissing your nonsense. But let me tell you the facts. The facts are we were a better country under Donald Trump. And Carl is still incredulous. I mean, they wanted to hang Mike Pence as if it was literally they wanted to hang him. No, let me tell you. I want to go back to that. I don't care what people yelled about Mike Pence. I don't even know who yelled it because I don't believe anything related to January 6th. But I'll tell you this, Pence is a turncoat, and Rubio didn't even address him. He says, who? Mike who? That's exactly what he was supposed to do. He's supposed to, whatever. He was insignificant. Insignificant in all of this. What Trump did was what we're going to focus on. We're going to continue.
We had relations, for example, in a part of the world that I care about called the Western Hemisphere that were very strong. We had a lot of good things done there. I think the country and the world was a better place when he was president. And I would love to see him return to the White House in comparison to the guy who's there now, Joe Biden, who's been a disaster economically.
Let's stop here for just a second. So Rubio's not being a cheerleader. He's merely pointing out the facts. And not only does he extol the virtues of Trump, and he's defiant in the face of this guy who's obviously set this up like, well, how could you possibly want to protect Donald Trump? I mean, he's a terrible person. And Rubio's like, no, not at all. Not only is he not bad, the guy who's in there, he's bad. And he's doing it national TV. You can say what you want. Let me tell you, people were resonating with everything that Rubio was saying there.
But look at the world. Every single day we wake to a new crisis, to a new conflict. Everything has gone on fire since the time Joe Biden took over. Afghanistan's gone down. Ukraine has been invaded. Now the Philippines and the Chinese are on the verge of something bad happening every single day. Not to mention the threats to Taiwan. We have this blow up in Haiti going on in our very own hemisphere. We wake up every single day, terrorist attacks.
But 9 million people
across the border.
You're not suggesting that's all happening because of Biden.
Absolutely, I am.
That is my favorite part of the exchange. It's my favorite part, because not only does he lay out the case, and he lays it out in multiple formats. Every single day we wake to a new crisis, a conflict, some sort of a fire. Afghanistan was a you know, complete fiasco. Ukraine being invaded. The Philippines are now under fire with something going on with China. Taiwan is at risk. There's a blow up in our own hemisphere in Haiti. And you couldn't hear some of it, but he was talking. He says there's been terrorist attacks. 9 million people across the border. And then he gets, you're not suggesting this is because of Biden. And what's Rubio say? Absolutely, I am. That's not only did he give a litany of the things that Joe Biden's done, and by the way, none of that included Bidenflation, price of fuel, housing, all the domestic stuff that's going on, suicide rates and veteran suicide rates in general, people in despair. He just went into a whole rampage on foreign policy, stuff that has people scared to death. The world is in shambles, and he's explained it, and he did it in such a way it wasn't like he was going at it. It was just facts. And now Carl's like, you can't blame me. And Rubio's like, yes, I can. See, that's the way you have a debate. Yes, I stand by everything that I said.
Absolutely, I'm suggesting it happened because of Biden. He's president, and his weakness and his...
It's because of Biden that Russia invaded Ukraine?
Absolutely.
It's because of Biden that Haiti... Okay,
absolutely. I mean, Putin is sitting there saying, these guys can't even stand up to the Taliban, and they have to fly people hanging off the wings of these airplanes. Now's the time to go.
Trump's the one saying suggesting that there should be a deal that effectively gives... Putin what he wants in Ukraine. But look, can we take
a quick...
Well,
that's not true. What he has said is he wants the conflict to end, which is striking to me that people... Why wouldn't people want peace? What I've said is there is going to be a negotiated... So Russia's not going to take all of Ukraine. Ukraine's not going to push Russia back to where it was in 2014. I want Ukraine to have the upper hand in any negotiation.
Clinic. I love it. He corrected him on Trump and Ukraine. And here's the biggest thing about Trump and Ukraine is this. Russia didn't dare invade Ukraine while Trump was president. That's always the fallback. But even where it is now, with here's Rubio saying he wants to end it and you people don't want to end it. You seem to want an endless war. Man, that was a clinic. If you want to, I got to tell you, Rubio threw his hat in the ring right there for VP. Don't be surprised if this guy gets really good consideration for VP. That was not only a great defense of Trump, but that was great representation of the conservative movement.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.